With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. In 2022, grocery prices increased 11.4%. While the rate of price increases has slowed, it's still rising. That's leading to more people in the Northwoods trying to supplement their groceries elsewhere. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
In counties in northern Wisconsin and the UP, anywhere from 7 to 14% of the population is considered food insecure. Many government assistance programs that started or increased during the height of the pandemic are now gone. The situation for many people has been made harder by the rising cost of groceries. On top of all of that, the lack of snow this winter hit the Northwoods economy hard. Calvary Baptist Church pastor Rod Ankrum says the need for food is noticeable in the community. Calvary hosts Ruby's Pantry once a month at the National Guard Armory in Rhinelander.
Well, I can say safely that we have seen a definite increase in the last few months, especially since beginning of the year.
For $25, people can get a box full of food that's valued at $150 to $300. There's no income requirements or paperwork to fill out. Lately, Ruby's Pantry has been handing out 300 to 400 boxes each month, and there's still a need for more.
The last time we saw this kind of need was a short burst right after the COVID restrictions came about. But other than that, it's been a very long time. And this is really more of a recent boost these last 4 or 5 months. Although even at the end of last calendar year, we did see the numbers starting to rise and we had very little food left over. So it is definitely something that, the need is rising and people are starting to ask themselves, how can I make my food budget last a little bit longer?
Ankrum says people come from as far as the UP for Ruby's Pantry. It's held the third Tuesday of every month from 4:30 to 6 p.m. The next one is May 21st. You can find more details about how it works at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Hummingbirds will soon be returning to northern Wisconsin. Wild Birds Unlimited in Wausau has posted that hummingbird sightings have been reported in the southern part of the state. Those putting out hummingbird feeders should fill them with sugar water in a 4-to-1 ratio of water to sugar. Use only white cane sugar to make the mix, as other sugars and sweeteners can make the birds sick. Change the nectar often to prevent fungal infection of the tiny birds. Stephanie Anderson is the store manager for Wild Birds Unlimited.
We will always be a secondary source for birds to eat. They will focus on primary sources like bugs and nectar from plants, those types of things. And so making sure to never use pesticides, pick up after yourself.
Wild Birds Unlimited also says there has been a confirmed sighting of a female Baltimore Oriole in Wausau. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wet weather this spring has somewhat improved drought conditions in Wisconsin and southern Canada. However, experts remain on alert for increased wildfire activity and other climate changes that affect people's health. Mike Moen reports.
Poor air quality was a frequent topic last summer in the upper Midwest as smoke pushed down from Canadian wildfires. Researchers say climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, making forests more susceptible to large fires. Dr. Bruce Snyder with Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate worries about a repeat summer of thick, hazy smoke in the air, creating unhealthy conditions.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences for people all over the world.
Snyder says the transition to cleaner energy sources is complex, but acknowledges these events place more emphasis on the need for less reliance on fossil fuels due to their contributions to a warming planet. But Snyder says it isn't just air pollution from wildfire smoke to worry about. He says there are other ways a person's health can suffer from climate change.
We've got many more dangerous insects, ticks, mosquitoes, and so forth. This is having a profound effect on our wildlife, but also we're seeing a lot more progressively rising rates of Lyme disease, of West Nile virus.
Year-over-year statistics may vary, but the median number of Lyme disease cases has risen in the past decade. I'm Mike Moen.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court's justices are questioning how much power legislative committees should wield in a case brought by Democratic Governor Tony Evers against the Republican-controlled legislature in a fight that could have a broad impact on how state government functions. The court heard arguments in the case Wednesday. A ruling in favor of Evers would upend decades-old practices in the legislature and make it easier to approve projects in a land stewardship program. The justices echoed concerns raised by Republicans that the case could have far broader impacts affecting the separation of powers between the executive and legislative branches. The court will issue its ruling in the coming weeks. A teacher at Cranton High School gets some special recognition. Spanish teacher Jody Resch Brownell has been named the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's 2023-2024 Global Educator of the Year. The Department of Public Instruction says Brownell has instilled a love of learning about other cultures and the world among students. She helped bring the Global Scholars Program to Cranton High School. In addition to helping students understand other cultures and languages through field trips and virtual exchange, Resch Brownell created a global learning guide for staff. She also welcomes Indigenous leaders into the school to share their culture with the school community and inspire students to continue global learning into college. She's been teaching for 3 decades. The Cisco Lake Boating Access Site in Gogebic County will be closed for the next few weeks while repairs are made. The site is maintained by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Repairs are being made to the concrete planks of the launch area. The Michigan DNR says the planks heaved and shifted over the winter due to ice and frost. The boating access site is expected to remain closed for roughly a month until spring weight restrictions are removed from area roadways. Then the DNR's Parks and Recreation Division field construction crew based in Berriga can do the repair work. Meanwhile, Cisco Lake can still be accessed via the Thousand Island Lake boating access site. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.